This episode is brought to you by Delta Airlines. I'm getting ready to travel actually in a few days, going to Atlanta for a speaking engagement. And of course, when I booked my flight, I booked it on Delta Airlines. I am a complete homebody. So when I travel, I want my flying experience to be as comfortable as I am at home. And I love that Delta provide that. They have these curated travel experiences just for you. I love even their sustainable alternatives that they have for their in-flight dining, like plant-based dishes, especially as a plant-based eater. They have bamboo cutlery, organic, gluten-free, and nutrient-packed snacks. Literally everything that I need to be my best self in the air. They also have more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment and premium food options and beverages like herbal teas, cold brew, sparkling wine, and more. So just like when I'm at home, I get something good to eat and watch something on TV, I can do the same exact thing in the air. Delta Airlines believes that you should feel at home, even if you're 30,000 feet above it. Learn more at delta.com. This episode is brought to you by Happy Mammoth. Ladies, you know, it's time of the month, a specific time that comes every single month for us where things get a little tricky. The cravings get serious, specifically for stuff we don't need, like ice cream and chocolate and all of those feel-good things. You may get irritable like me. I'll be ready to bite everybody's head off. Or you may be in a phase of life where you are going through perimenopause or going through menopause and you're dealing with all of the symptoms that come from that. I want to tell you about Happy Mammoth, which is the company that created Hormone Harmony. They are dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. So Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it, but it's perfect for those horrible menopause symptoms that put a woman's life on hold. And the biggest benefit, feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. And there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code BLESSED at checkout. That's happy, MAMMOTH.com, and just use code BLESSED at checkout. Welcome back to part two of 2022 in review. That was a lot. That was a lot, but welcome back. Make sure that you like, subscribe, hit that notification bell so that you don't miss when I post another video. Another lesson that I learned is that God will always show you people's true intentions. It is so important to just stay connected to God, like not just on a weekly, monthly, court, but really just have that deep relationship, because in real time, he'll start to reveal things. I've cut off a few people this year, and off of the strength of what God has shown me about people's character, I've had dreams where, you know, in the day to day, the person was cool, but God will show things to me in my dreams. And I remember I had a dream a couple of years ago where God, the interpretation of it was, don't let your relationship with people cause you to let your guard down. Because naturally for me, my personality, I keep most people at arm's length, and I'm paying attention. I'm always paying attention. I'm very observant. And so usually with that, I have to really connect with somebody, and then I'll like bring them in and we'll become close. So I'm good at making sure that I have my eyes open with people that I'm not super close to. But once I build a good relationship and a rapport with somebody and I love that person, I'm very loyal and going to do, you know, just be there. That's my personality. And so God began to show me that just because I have that relationship, or just because we're close, still make sure that I am paying attention and not
allowing them to take advantage or not allowing things to slide that should be red flags. Because there are plenty of times where, because of my relationship with somebody, I've let things slide, like in giving them the benefit of the doubt when I should have been taking heed to a warning. And so this year I've been, or since that dream and understanding that interpretation of that dream, I've really just been mindful of that when it comes to relationships. And not when I'm like, not to the point where I'm like looking at everybody with my eye open and sizing them up in every interaction. Nothing like that. Just still loving people and being myself and having that relationship. But also when things come up, paying attention to that as well. And sometimes that's a simple conversation. You know what I mean? I'm not afraid of conflict at all. Sometimes it's just a simple conversation. Say, hey, you know, you did this. I don't like it. Sometimes, though, it's, oh, no, this person has to go. So there, again, God will reveal to you certain things and also reveal to you how to deal with them. One of my biggest lessons this year is just how much he will really show you. Because I've seen some true colors of a few folks this year. And I just act accordingly. And that's okay. Some things I tried this year, though, that ain't work. Because I know we get over here, we talk about all the great things that's happened and all the things that's going well. But let's talk about some L's, okay? The first L I took this year is not having an assistant. Now, I didn't hire an assistant because I've been burned. And I had PTSD. And having an assistant, that person works very closely with me. I didn't have the energy to let somebody that close into my life and my business because I had PTSD with it. That was an emotional decision, as opposed to me really just, and that goes back to what I said, just because you can do something doesn't mean that you should. So looking at my schedule, I was like, man, I can do most of this stuff. Let me delegate other things that I manage myself. But as the pace has picked up with business and opportunities, I need somebody to manage me and manage my life and just the things in business and take care of a lot of these administrative tasks, because they do waste time that I could be using on other things. And so that's an L that I took this year. And it's okay, because I just did my strategic planning for next year. And I'm very excited because God revealed to me exactly who would be my assistant. And she already works with me in a different capacity, but it's somebody that I already trust, somebody that has proven themselves to be a hard worker. So I'm very, very hype about that. So hiring this person as an assistant, in addition to what they already do in other areas, is a no-brainer. So I'm very excited. But that was definitely an L I took this year. My inbox with my emails, I'd be looking like, bro, it'd be like a day and it's 300 emails in there. I'm like, what is going on? I took an L with that this year. I should have not let my PTSD affect my business decision making. I'll take that L, but I'm going to pivot and get it right next year. Another L I took this year was interns. We're just going to leave that one there. Not doing that anymore. The Anchor Media internship program is dead. Until the Lord says that it should be revived, it is deceased. And we will just pay what we gotta pay to get the best people for the job. And so that's something that we did. We hired a company who provides marketing coordinators for people with small businesses. And we invested in that. We have somebody on our marketing team that is very efficient, gets the job done. And I actually got some intel from that. It's a guy on our team. And it put in my head, like, man, maybe we should hire more men, because men just generally work differently than women. I'm not saying one is better than the other. I'm just saying that it is a difference. And what has worked well for us on our team with getting things done is having a guy on our team in this capacity has been very beneficial for us. So that's something that I think about, like, in my hiring. I know usually women come to us, but I'm very interested in hiring more men and seeing how that impacts the productivity and the workflow of the team. Something else that made me take an L this year. So I started taking meetings only 2 days a week. And I did that because I realized that I was spending too much time in the business versus on the business. And so one of the ways that I tried to mitigate that was, okay, only Tuesdays and Thursdays is when I take meetings. No meetings Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for outside people. We can meet, I'll meet with my team, whatever. But as the pace has picked up, I realized that I had too many meetings on Tuesdays and Thursdays. But, and so now it's to the point where I'm in meetings all day. At the end of the day, I'm no good. I got a headache. It's just still too much. So I made that adjustment to kind of even out my workflow. But then I realized that's still not going to work. I need to set even more boundaries with that. And I'll get into like the personal and self-care lessons this year, because this kind of goes into that. But in another video, because this kind of goes into that. But what I started doing was even minimizing the time on Tuesdays and Thursdays that I took meetings. So I don't take any meetings now on Tuesdays and Thursdays before 1 o'clock. Reason being is my brain works the best in the morning. And I want to make sure I'm using that time on those days for other things. Usually meetings is people, I'm maybe strategizing with someone, or they're asking me questions, or it can be a draining of my brain power. So then when it's time for me to use my brain for like a strategy or whatever the business may require of me, I'm tired and just don't feel like it, right? And so then I'm no good for trying to do whatever it is that I need to do. So I switched it to a max of 2 meetings a day and then the time. So that is something that I'm gonna continue over into next year. I was really hesitant to make that decision of like, dang, well then what if I can't talk to somebody? And then, you know what, in therapy, I've realized that that's okay. They can wait until another date that is available on my calendar. It's okay. And also understanding that, and that goes back to not letting the pace of my business make me operate at a faster pace. So just setting the boundaries that I need to set, and then understanding that what's for me is for me, and not trying to get into hustle mode because there's so much going on. And so that was a big lesson for me. Just that way of doing things wasn't working, but I needed to fix it. So that's it for this video. Make sure that you like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Also, click the link in the description and sign up for my book launch list. It's a lot in my new book that I'm hype about. She Is Uncompromising, A Christian Woman's Guide to Mastering Motherhood, Business, and Everything in Between. Even if you're not a mom, this is still a great book for you. So hit the link in the description to sign up for that. Again, don't forget to like, subscribe, hit that notification bell, and I'll see you in the next one.